surprise.
Yes, it's us.
Bonus episode.
Yes, because you know there's so much with this book. So we covered all of the chapters and all the sections, but there are other cute little things in the book that Mariah talks about. So we're going to talk about those today, like the epilogue and whatnot.
Yeah, the epilogue and acknowledgements. There's some juicy things in there.
Right?
Mm.
First of all, I love this epilogue.
It was good.
And when you hear her do it on the audiobook,
she yells.
Oh, yeah. That's me the whole time. So it's really, really well put. And it does really give you the sense of what this all means to Mariah.
Mm-hmm.
It's really about her faith and believing in yourself and having a dream and not letting anyone get in the way of that. Like, she starts this epilogue with Hero.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a cute little message here.
Yeah. Basically, like, she had the dream to be Mariah Carey when she was really young.
Right.
Yeah.
And she never let it go. She did not let anything deter her.
Mm-hmm.
Not even like, even when she was growing up, like, her father did not approve of it because he was, you know, he wanted her to be more in school, things like that. And then just all the obstacles she's faced, she never let this dream go.
Yeah.
That was it. Like, it was going to happen.
Yeah.
She had a plan B for beauty school, but she was going to do it.
But don't let anyone take it away.
Tear it away. Don't let anyone tear them away. Don't let anyone tear your dreams away.
But the message is, other people will try and affect your dreams.
They always will for one reason or another.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when she goes through this whole little section about all the people who could possibly try to take your dreams away.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Like, that, just that section alone could have done it for me.
Yes.
Because she starts by saying, you can't let anyone define, control, or take away your vision of your life. Not your mother, your brother, your sister, your cousins. So she starts simple there.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, as a lamb, you know,
there's certain
words here and the way that she puts them that I can't help but to dig in to think different, or you know what I mean?
Now, what was the standout word for you?
Okay, well, it's not one word in particular. It's three words, and they are bigot, manager, partner, assistant. Okay, four words. My bad. I think just those four being, you know, right next to each other is very interesting and very telling.
Yeah.
Because we all know what Mariah was going through sort of, let's say, 2015, 16, 17.
Post Chanteuse era.
Yeah. And I just think it's really interesting because, you know, you surround yourself with all these people and you think that it's going to be, you know, some hater who's going to try to take your dreams from you.
Right.
Sometimes it's actually the people who are right next to you.
The call is coming from inside the house.
Sometimes it's the people who are on your payroll.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're bigots.
Yes.
And sometimes a lot of those things are, people can be more than one of these words. So those were my, that was my pop out moment.
Yeah, same.
I was like, I get you, girl.
That caught my attention too.
I know who she's talking about.
Right.
But what else did you like from that part?
Well, that part, I think my favorite quote, maybe it's in the acknowledgement. Oh, I think it's in the acknowledgement. So from here, I liked the same things.
Okay.
Those words.
Okay. What about how she also comes down towards the end of that little rant, if you will, and she says, a frenemy with a phone, coward with a camera, or a chicken with a keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
I like that too.
It was good.
That was a good one because especially in today's world, anyone just says whatever they want now because they're hiding behind a keyboard.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's easier to
just make stuff up.
Yeah, or to discourage someone
because
you say things online that you would never say to someone's face or you'd never have the courage to.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's just not fair, but it is what it is. I mean, that's the world.
Mm-hmm.
So don't let them take your dreams away either. None of them chickens.
Yeah.
None of them.
I feel like a lot of people, their cousin or someone close to them will say, yeah, that's a stupid idea. That's a crazy dream. And they absorb it straight away.
Of course, of course.
They don't push through it.
No, if you learn anything from this book, it's pushing through.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The ups and downs and the people telling you different.
Yeah.
You cannot.
I know. So great epilogue.
Wraps it up. Everything is super, super amazing.
Yeah.
And the acknowledgments is basically...
a lot of people involved.
Oh, gosh. Yes. So many people. These are basically her thank yous.
So in loving memory of Cousin Vinny. It's a shame we lost Vinny.
Yes. She passed away during the making of this book.
I know. She didn't get to see the book.
So that is sad, but it's good that Mariah was able to reconnect with her.
Get the stories out there.
And really have that person from the family to really rely on. So that was very sweet. So that's how she starts off the acknowledgement. But then she also goes to...
all of the My Tribe of Angels.
Yes, yes. That was cute. So sweet.
Everyone that she mentioned, Alfred Roy, Addie May. Nana Reese,
yes, et cetera. And then she says, and for the people, the precious people, and there are many who lift me up and hold me down daily, I thank you all for all you have done and undone to help me bring my life to life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to, again, remember, there's so many people. We see Mariah, we hear her music, but there's so many people that it takes in order to accomplish all of these things, to help create these projects, to just make this book even.
Mm-hmm.
So many people are involved.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The gorgeous and gifted Christopher Buckle.
Yes, absolutely.
He's a big part of the journey too. He's been there
for a long time. Ever since Butterfly.
Yeah.
So he's been through all the ups and downs and around the world and all of this with her.
I remember when she was having that difficult time recently with that manager.
Uh-huh.
The whole time I kept thinking, thank God Christopher's there.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God. Oh, my Lord. And thank God a lot of the backup singers were there, too.
Them, too.
Trey and Marianne and Tika, everybody.
I think if that were gone, I would have been really worried.
Oh, yes.
I would have freaked out.
Oh, yes. I would have been like, oh, no.
Yeah.
I might have to go to Mariah's house myself, honey, because we are in danger.
Uh-huh.
Who else does she say thank you to? Of course, her nephews, brothers, cousins, uncles, grandfather Sean and Mike.
Mm-hmm.
They've been there through the journey as well.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Richardson also he's basically like her tour manager. Like, that's a lot when you're Mariah Carey. He's like, somebody has to do all of that with stuff to organize these things.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus, that's a lot.
So we got Lee Daniels is in there.
Mm-hmm.
We got all the dogs.
All the dogs.
I was like, is that many dogs?
Girl, there are that many dogs.
I lost track of all the dogs.
Some of these I can't even. I mean, Princess and Duke are like old school. The ever-present Jackson P. Muttley. Gore the Third. I didn't know that was his last name, the Gore the Third.
Now, who... is the dog that had all these babies? Princess.
No. Princess is, I think, a Doberman.
Oh.
Yeah, like she was like old, like upstate dog.
Oh, Sing Sing?
Yeah, or something like that.
Yeah.
So there's Jack. And then Jack had a kid, some babies. I don't think Jack had babies.
He would have been fixed, right?
Right? And the babies came from the dog that Nick gave her.
Yeah.
Which is Cha-Cha. So Cha-Cha had all the babies.
Okay.
I think that's how it worked.
All right.
And then, like, you know, Mariah did a whole press release about it.
I remember. But wasn't like an uh-oh situation? Like, oh, gosh.
You were like, oh, Jesus. But yeah, all these dogs, there's a lot.
Those are press releases.
I don't know who is, I really can't keep track of the dog family tree, but it is what it is. It is what it is. She says thank you to Tanaka, the wonderful and unique Tanaka. Mm-hmm. So we love that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z. He's been around forever.
Since, yeah, Heartbreaker.
'90s.
Yeah.
'90s. Yeah.
But I guess he like really came in and saved the day recently with signing her up to Roc Nation.
Oh, I think so.
Getting everything back on track.
Right. I mean, they're very friendly. They're like good friends.
Yeah.
Because I think they knew each other way before they even worked together.
Probably.
Just from being streets. In New York.
Yeah. Hanging out together.
So I'm sure Mariah is very friendly with Beyonce too.
Of course.
Who else do we get good thank yous for here?
Very special.
Oh, well, we have to, of course, and to my writing partner, Michaela Angela Davis, sisterhood is a strong, precious, spiritual, and powerful place. It is where we have lived together to tell this story.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. And if you think about, they've worked on this book together for 3 years.
Yeah.
And to get this type of information and bring it all to the surface, you really have to be connected with your writing partner.
Right. And you were revealing so much.
Yeah. It's like, it really is the ultimate of collaborations.
Yeah.
Because you're telling stories that you really haven't told very many people at all.
Yes.
You know, you have to have that level of connection and comfort and trust.
Trust and the ability to allow yourself to become vulnerable to this person.
Who's
now going to like tell your stories.
Yeah, very much.
Mm-hmm.
What I will say, just after reading this book, and you can see that they were a very good team here.
Oh, yeah.
Because you really don't ever lose Mariah's voice in here.
No, not at all.
It's pretty steady throughout. So for Michaela Angela Davis to tap into that, that's masterful.
Yeah. But I don't think we ever like switched into Michaela's voice.
No.
You know what I mean? Like we stayed, the narrative stuck to Mariah's story.
Yes.
I will say, I happened to be in this like Lamb Zoom group I got invited to. And I'm talking about the book. I kind of just wanted to like watch the whole thing and see what everybody else says.
Right.
Because it had nothing to do with this situation or people I had never met. But so they were talking about the book. And before they wrapped up the talk, someone said, can we give a shout out to Michaela? Because she's done such a good job and the storytelling's so good. And she did a really good job of like embellishing things like New York City and like capturing moments. And the lambs know that what she has done.
Yes, absolutely.
It's really, really cool.
It's very, very cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just so, it's there.
I think the concern was when we heard about the concept and we didn't know Michaela, it would just be like some random person on a typewriter and Mariah's just telling stories.
Right, right. Because you think like, oh, you know, all these big time celebrities who write books.
Yeah.
It's like, I wonder, and a lot of times, these celebrities, they would never even list the co-author there.
Uh-huh.
You know, or it's like it's like in the back of the book, right. Or it's something like that. Like it's Mariah Carey with Michaela Angela Davis right there on the front cover.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that this really is a collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really shout out.
Mm-hmm.
Magnificent.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then of course finally in the acknowledgments, Mariah has to give a shout out to the fans.
Yeah.
There really are, she says, there really are no words, but I will try. Many don't understand how real our relationship is, but for me, it is the realest I've ever known. You have literally given me life and saved my life time and time again. You can never know how I cherish every letter, poem, and book you've ever given me, every video, poster, or piece of merch you've made for me, and every single tattoo you've put on your body. Thank you for crying with me. Thank you for crying for me. Thank you for cheering me on and cheering me up. This book is for you. Girl, it's enough said. Perfect.
Yeah.
It is. It, like that last line right there reminds me of Mariah's speech at
the billboard.
The billboard. Yes. Yes. When she says, what does she say in there? Because she says something very similar. It's like, this is for you or something like that.
Yeah.
I forget what the quote is. I'm drawing a blank, but.
This is for the fans. It's a big hair, short skirt.
No, not that billboard.
Oh,
one.
Which one?
The newer one.
Oh, the new one.
The new one from like 2019.
Okay.
With the black dress.
Oh, I'm forgetting.
I forget. But just reading that now, I just remembered. Mm-hmm. Like, that, she's very similar.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, I don't know what she said. It was good. Y'all know.
But so, I was thinking like thank God for the book because we had the coronavirus outbreak. We're all at home, stressing out.
Yeah.
Like, thank God I was tapped into Mariah all those years so I can follow along with the book, but also just be entertained throughout the year.
True.
When it came out.
Absolutely.
Feels like it's been a year.
Since it came out. It's been like forever. We waited so long for it, but now I feel like, oh girl, this book has been got some wear and tear on it because I've read it like multiple times.
I feel satisfied.
Absolutely. Thoroughly.
I know we joke about wanting more and more and more, but this was very satisfactory.
Oh, for sure. I mean, they're, you know, because us as lambs, we're always going to want more for something because we can just never get enough.
Never.
But really, this book is magnificently done. Everything.
Yeah. And I really like the bouncing around through time.
Yeah.
Back and forth.
I think it works really well. I mean, because we're lambs, it's sometimes like I'm trying to get my timelines together. But if you like take your lambness out of it, it's like it works. It flows very well.
Yeah.
Obviously, they had put the sections are sort of chronological.
Mm-hmm.
So they're the Wayward Child, obviously, and then Sing Sing, Glitter, and Emancipation. That's more chronological than any of the chapters per se.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that.
Same.
It's good. It all works out really, really good. Another thing that all the lambs, of course, were hoping to get in this book are the pictures.
Good pictures.
All the pictures I wanted. And then some.
Yeah. And I could use more.
I know I could use more. I mean, I'm sure. See, you know someone like Mariah, she has a billion pictures.
I know.
But these are really good because a lot of them are not, they're not necessarily like, you know, Mariah Carey photos. These are more like personal
photos. Yeah. Right.
And that's like, that's even better.
I know.
So of course, she starts with sort of the family tree pictures. Love it.
They're good.
Super cute. I mean, even just to have pictures this old.
Yeah.
Girl, not a lot of people have that. I mean, maybe some people, but I surely don't.
I like the seeing young Alfred and young Pat together next to each other.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Getting and a visual
you,
of that.
And can't you see Mariah in them?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And of course, beautiful, gorgeous little baby Mariah.
Mariah and Hodel.
I know. Oh my God. And how about her cheeks in this picture with the chess?
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh my God. Mariah is literally the cutest little girl. I can't. She's too cute.
The Lullaby Birdland photo is good.
Oh, yes. Yes. Like her over here, the picture, the Wayward Child. I'm like, girl, that is so 1970s. Like, I don't even know what else to say. Her and her cousins. Look at little. I just can't.
That's a cute photo.
That's so cute.
She's having a good time there.
So cute. And then, of course, we've got looking in over here. Why does this picture of Mariah in the wedding gown is just, I don't know what it's giving me. It's definitely giving me sadness.
Sadness, a little bit of like turn of the century.
Yeah.
Haunted bride.
Like, oh, just
haunted
old,
mansion.
Just real old.
Yeah.
Like, and you think, oh gosh, this is 1993.
I know.
Wow. Okay, girl.
I imagine I can see her like in the house of the haunted house at Disneyland.
Yeah.
On the ride.
Yes. Like she's one of those holograms.
Yeah.
Sort of that like spooky ghost.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a little haunting, let's say.
Well, look at, compared to the cousin photo, she's not happy at all or excited.
No. I mean, there's not a lot of pictures from the wedding that we have just in general, or at least publicly.
Kind of like the outside when she's leaving.
And then there's maybe like two other pictures from like inside the wedding.
Uh-huh.
And I would almost want to say she's probably not even smiling in those.
Right.
But girl, we know. We read the chapter.
Yeah.
Okay, what about this picture, which in the background, it's the picture labeled The Distance.
Mm.
That's Allison, right?
Mm-hmm.
Girl. And don't you love how she named it The Distance? Because there's
the song.
Yeah, because it's like, well, I don't think she means it like the song, but I think she means it like there's a distance. Literally a distance between them.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like, it's just distance. Disconnected.
Yeah.
It's just distance.
But do you think that's the shack?
Yeah, I do. Because look at the walls.
Yeah.
Like, it's fake brick, right?
How old do you think she is there?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Do you think she's had the record deal yet?
No. No, she has to be in high school here. Because we've seen some high school photos of her.
Mm.
And this hairstyle is prominent in those photos.
Mm.
Like, I would say this is probably her in junior year.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, like, you know, we've all seen the high school picture with the big hair, like her senior picture.
Yeah.
But you see, like, other pictures from her yearbooks where she's, like, with a group of girls.
Right.
And she's holding up, like, signs or something.
Mm.
This is the hairstyle she has.
Mm-hmm.
So this, I'm going to say this is 1986. I don't know. I'm like.
Is she wearing a headband? A little headband
I
in
don't,
there.
I cannot tell, girl. I don't know, but
I imagine Mariah had that hair today.
Girl, I can't with that hair. can't with
Do you think
hair.
If she shampoos her hair, it turns out like that?
No.
After the shower?
No. I think maybe early, but I think once you process your hair enough, I don't think it goes back to like this. But I don't know. I've never done it. I don't know. I don't know what happens to the hair. Okay, so then we go on. Now we see the pictures of, like, you know, Mariah with the icons.
Mm-hmm.
And the nephews. And the nephews, of course. Those glasses where she's with Sean and Mike, those glasses, I mean, she was wearing those glasses out.
Oh, good. Yeah.
So that's like, this is like 98, 99.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even 2000, who knows? Cute moments with all the icons. There's the Marilyn Monroe moment.
There's the cat. Morris.
Oh, yes.
My favorite is this Butterfly 201.
I think that's one of my favorites too.
Yeah.
Why is it your favorite?
That was a good era.
Yes.
But also humidifying the voice.
True. I just think it's a really good picture overall. Just
well,
because, like,
you get front and back.
Right. You're like, it's framed up really, really nicely.
Yeah.
But I love it just because she's so beautiful in it.
Mm-hmm.
It is, and she's just naturally, I mean, she's clearly got tons of makeup and everything, but it's just a natural moment.
Mm-hmm.
And she's stunning.
Yeah.
Like, she's not even trying.
She's just walking around like that.
Pose or anything. Ugh. I'm mad at her. She's too cute. Too cute.
There's that Karl Lagerfeld dress.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I love that dress.
It's a good dress. There's Aretha. I miss Aretha.
I know. Good old moments. Good old moments.
She was good.
She got.
Okay, there's a Luis Miguel photo. Next page.
Oh, yes, honey. That's where they
were. That's a good photo.
They were. Oh, girl. I remember seeing that all in the magazines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I Googled Daisy Fuentes.
Uh-huh.
She did date Jeter, too.
Oh, she did?
And him. Yeah.
Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
Where is she now?
I didn't look at. I didn't look that deep.
She's probably like living in Florida.
Yeah,
I don't know. Interesting. Behind the scenes of that amazing photo shoot, the alternative Raya. Remember that photo shoot where she did like?
Oh
all
yes,
for
the GQ Germany.
Yeah,
that's and then she did that interview favorites. With 60 Minutes Australia.
Oh my god! Again, where she's naturally stunningly beautiful.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She had to explain the breakdown.
Yeah, of course. In that interview. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course, the good old Derek Jeter photo down here.
That's a good photo.
It is. Now, you know, there's also a photo credits page, but that photo is not listed in it.
Yeah. Well, who took this Bianca photo? Do we know?
I think Christopher Buckle did.
Ah.
Yeah. If you look at all of that, it does say
photo credits.
A lot of them. So obviously.
Bianca, yeah, Christopher Buckle.
Yeah. But the one, because you know, Christopher be taking the photos.
He's there.
Yeah, all the time, though.
It makes sense. If he's doing her face, he wants to document the work.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, yes, girl. I'm not saying it's crazy or weird. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I mean, he's popping the camera. But this puppy love moment is not listed in the photo credits. So it's probably one of her. Well, it says all photos are from the author's collection or something. And if it's not, then it's listed.
Uh-huh.
So it's obviously her personal one. The good old Obamas.
Those days, the good old days.
Ugh. Amazing, amazing.
Nelson Mandela, Stevie Wonder,
Prince.
There's Liron.
Love it, love it, love it. And then, of course, we're sort of ending with more family photos,
mm-hmm.
but like the kids and everything. Remember when the first pictures of them babies were released?
On the website?
On the website.
Yeah.
I was in love. They were so cute. I mean, they still are, but like
mm-hmm.
those baby photos.
Cute.
Honey, Mariah did it right there. So great.
And then she's got a little scrapbook cut out of the Hot 100.
Iconic.
Back on top.
Absolutely. In the very Marilyn type dress.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Now, you know, of course, I want like 10 times more pictures.
Yeah.
But those were all amazing. I love them.
Oh, Mariah.
I know. Just can't get enough. Can't get enough. But this is just a little bonus here for you guys.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't leave out some of those parts. Like that epilogue is just iconic. The mm-hmm. photos are all great. I have everything.
All right. So. Do you have a favorite story from the book?
Oh, man. I don't know if I do. I guess. Okay. I guess it would be. No, I don't think I've ever thought about what my favorite story is. There's so many.
I know. They're all interesting. I feel like, the childhood stories were all fascinating.
Yeah. I guess I would
favorite say. Favorite in a way, like, but not yay.
right. I don't know. I'd have to like really think about like what my favorite was because there was so many moments that I really liked. But I will say the whole section of Wayward Child is probably my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Because it was the most insightful.
Yeah. And we got to learn about her musicality the most.
Mm-hmm.
We're at the roots of it all.
Mm-hmm. And we learned so much about the family there too.
Yeah.
Because there, that was always like something that we didn't get a lot of.
Yeah, because you see, out there in the world, she's not talking to Allison. Allison has to communicate with her through the media,
right?
Through the trash tabloids, and it's like, what is wrong? Like, what happened that bad? What was so bad?
I know, right? You're just being a fan and be like, okay, well, what is going on?
Yeah,
but now we know.
Now we know. No more questions.
You know, I will say, if I had to pick like a story, it's not really a story, but I think. Learning about Allison and all of those situations,
yeah,
with you know the phone that she got her,
yeah,
and like and then
calling
the man,
yes.
I know, calling her like and talking and about
crazy.
Oh, I'm gonna kill myself or something, and then like Mariah has to get up and go to school the next day, like
yeah,
the trauma of that,
yes,
and then just like you know that being in that man's house with all those guys,
I know.
I think that was like the most like, oh my gosh, wow.
Yeah.
I guess it wasn't necessarily surprising because I knew something like that was going on, most likely just from, you know, the little bits that we get from Mariah.
Mm.
But I was like, oh, honey, this is the story.
Too many close calls
too
where
many.
She could have been
too many.
Sexually abused.
Yeah. And then, of course, Patricia. I don't think I'll ever get over the Patricia.
No, but now, see, I need more details because Patricia was at the caution tour at Radio City.
Yeah.
Up in the...
And she'd been at the Christmas shows too.
Yeah.
Again, it's a very complicated thing, I'm sure.
I want to know what Patricia thinks the relationship is.
Mm-hmm. That would be fascinating.
Does she know you're kind of like X'd out a little bit?
Right.
You're Patricia.
Right? Like you are Patricia now.
Yeah.
You are Patricia. Yeah, that's so interesting.
Does Patricia know she's Patricia?
I don't think Patricia knows she's Patricia. I don't know. I don't know if she knows. Because you know, like sometimes, like even as an adult, like you don't want to like yell at your parents.
But yeah.
Like sometimes you have to. I wonder, I mean, Mariah said that one time during the All That Glitter, she was like yelling and mocking her and whatnot. But like, I wonder if Mariah like yells at her. I think she has to.
Maybe, but I wonder, maybe it's like, sure, come to the concert. You can come to my concert. I'll meet you at the restaurant. And when she starts acting crazy, Mariah just gets up and leaves.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not in no one's house.
It's like, no, we're not playing that game.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah.
You're like, I'm not coming to, like, even
you're not coming to my house. I'm not going to your house.
I totally get it, because that's how I was with my family. I was like, I'm not, I will come pick you up,
yeah,
but I'm not coming inside.
Uh-huh.
And like one time my mother showed up at my house unexpectedly, and I looked through like the peephole, because I like nobody comes to my house. Uh-huh. I was like, oh my God, what is she doing? I'm not letting her in.
Oh, no.
What is she doing? I did eventually let her in, but I was like, girl, don't ever come to my house. So if Mariah had to go through that with Patricia, I get it, girl. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Same. No one's coming over anyone's house anymore.
No, you gotta.
I'll meet you over there.
Exactly. Well, we'll work it out, but like, no, girl.
Uh-huh.
So it's very, very interesting, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. So those are the things that I think I learned the most from.
I think getting to know Alfred Roy was really good too.
Very much so.
Didn't know much about him.
Yeah.
Thought he was like more of an abandoner.
Exactly. I thought like he was not there at all, but he was for the most part until Tommy Mottola came in the picture, you see? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that was what happened there.
Right.
But also I think Mariah purposely removed herself from all of the family as much as she could.
And was busy. And probably Tommy also isolated, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of that.
Right.
So that was very, very good. I loved meeting the whole Carrie clan.
All of them.
All of them.
Yep.
They all are very interesting in their own special way. So, but yeah. It's good. I think there's enough in this book, especially for us lambs, to like really read and savor this for years to come.
Yeah, I could totally read it again.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and like I've said it a million times, the audiobook is just a given.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's, of course, I want Mariah telling me her story.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's perfect.
Yeah.
So, anyways, so that was just a little extra for you guys. Again, stay tuned. You never know when you're going to get a little bonus from us.
Yeah, surprises.
Here at the book club.
Why not?
Absolutely, girl. There's a lot.
Like we said, that's not the end of the conversation.
No, ma'am.
There's more to unpack and theorize on.
Absolutely. So stay tuned, guys. But thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.